councillors and our members of the public in the gallery. I'd like to declare the meeting open at 9:33. And I'd like to acknowledge the Quandamooka people who are the traditional custodians of the land in which we meet. And also I'd like to pay respect to their elders past and present and extend that respect to other Indigenous Australians who are present. Just quickly referring to our Standing Orders Section 32 for those members of the public in the gallery. Our standing orders reflect that all members of public present at the meeting must, not without the prior approval of the chairperson, make any audio or video recording or take any photographs, remain quiet and not disrupt the meeting in any way, not bring into the meeting any signs, placards or items that may cause a hazard or interfere with any person present, be suitably dressed and turn all mobile devices to silent mode and leave the meeting to take any calls. Just a reminder, as chairperson, it is my responsibility to warn a member of the public present at a meeting who is not complying with any of these requirements that I may, with or without such warning, require the person to leave the meeting and not return for such period as the chairperson decides, and this period may include future meetings. Leave of absence. I haven't been advised of any leaves of absence, councillors, so we'll move straight on to our devotional segment and ask member of the Redlands Ministers Fellowship, Pastor Neil Collier from Mount Cotton Community Church, to lead the council in a brief devotional segment. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I was just reflecting just last week about where we live, and I've got to travel the world. I've seen many places and things, and I just thought, wow, we do live in an incredible place. We are really blessed. And sometimes when we get caught up in our problems and there's things we've got to face, and I've had some hairy stuff happen, in my school the last week, students who are having tough times at home. You can lose sight of the fact that we actually live in an incredible place. And so I was just reflecting on that, and I thought, what would make it better? Well, how do we make an incredible place better? And ultimately, it comes down to a single word, a simple word, a word you've probably heard spoken about many times, and that is love. Ultimately, if you want a lasting change, a change that really benefits the society and the people in your life, it's to fill your life with more love and to extend more love. Love is the only thing that really changes the unchangeable. And just the image in your mind might be a prisoner incarcerated for years who receives a puppy to look after. And that love that he gives to that puppy can actually change his life from a cycle of continuous rearrest. Love invigorates, love revitalizes, love renews, love refreshes. Love is the most powerful force in the universe. And ultimately, the Bible says God is love. In Romans 12, verse 9 and 10, it says something really fantastic. It says, don't just pretend to love others, really love them. Hate what is wrong, hold tightly to what is good, love each other with genuine affection, and take delight in honoring each other. We sometimes get away from that, don't we? We lose sight of what it takes to delight in honoring each other, to celebrate other people's successes, to hold back on any sense of jealousy when somebody else gets an advancement. Sometimes we can allow a selfish spirit in ourselves to rise up. But, we should just celebrate those things. The amazing thing that has been discovered, and I've learned through my work and through training that I've done, respected researchers have found that when you give and you care and you love on somebody else and do something completely selflessly for them, you actually release something in yourself that energizes yourself and gives you benefit. It alleviates mental illness, stress, and depression when one actually gives away to somebody else. So it's amazing how healing love can be to yourself as well as to the other person. So ultimately, I just want to encourage you, to ask yourself, how can I love the people around me more? And when we finally all finished here and retired from here and we're all sitting in some retirement village somewhere, it's the loving interactions that we'll remember. Those are the things we'll remember, and the other stuff will fortunately fade into insignificance. If you can pray a short time with me, I'm just going to lead you in prayer. Lord God, thank you for the chance that we have to experience joy, peace, and love in this beautiful city. At the same time, Lord, we just pray for those who are hurting in our city, the homeless, the abused, the disenfranchised, and the depressed. Lord, we know that maybe they're not experiencing love on the same degree. May we put your words into action and show them love, support, and action. Lord, we thank you for the leaders of all spheres in this city's life, in this history of the city, who've handed us such a beautiful treasure, such a wonderful place to live. We pray now for these newly elected members of our city, these leaders, Lord, that they would lead with conviction. May they have the wisdom to discern the path to follow for the best outcomes for our city. And keep us humble, Lord. Our way may not always be the right way. Keep us teachable until the best way is found. So help us, Lord, to be loving people, enjoying the blessing that comes to our inner being when we give empathy, care, and selfless acts. Guide us all, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Councillors, item four is recognition of achievement, and I haven't been advised of any presentation, so we'll move on to receipt and confirmation of minutes. Can I please have a mover and seconder that the minutes of the general meeting held on the 11th of May 2016 be confirmed? Move Councillor Gleeson, second Councillor Tolte. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, councillors. Item six is matters outstanding from minutes of previous general meeting. I'll ask the CEO to present. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. On the general meeting of the 11th of May 2016, we received a petition requesting Pensioners Council's rate subsidy be granted to residents of the leasehold retirement villages. I'm pleased to say that a report will be presented to a future general meeting, and councillors have considered that petition in our rates and will continue to address that through our budgeting process.
Thank you, CEO. On to public participation. We do have a couple of speakers that have indicated their desire to address council this morning. So, councillors, I will need a mover and seconder that the meeting adjourn for a 15-minute public participation segment to allow members of the public to address council on matters of public interest related to local government. Move Councillor Golay, second to Councillor Boglari. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, councillors. Our first speaker is Ms. Zrinka Johnston, and just as she approaches the podium, I have been advised of two speakers, Ms. Zrinka Johnston and also Chris Reeves. So if I could just advise you, firstly, on the procedure and addressing local government. The signage is in the chambers. It outlines how public participation is dealt with at Redland City Council, and it's our usual practice to require any person wishing to address council to state their name and suburb or the organisation which they represent and the subject they wish to speak about. This information is recorded in the minutes of the meeting, which is a public document and available for inspection at council's administration building and published on council's website. I'd like to also advise you that this meeting is being recorded in audio video, and that by speaking you acknowledge and agree that the recording video may be placed in the public domain. Just a reminder again to state your name and suburb or organisation that you represent, the subject you wish to speak about. Please stand unless you're unable to do so. Act and speak with decorum. Be respectful and courteous. Make no comments directed at any individual council employee, councillor or member of the public, ensuring that all comments relate to council as a whole. And as chairperson, it is my responsibility to consider each application on its merits and consider any relevant matter in making my decision to allow or disallow a person to address the local government. Giving priority to members of the public who have made written application to the CEO to address this meeting and determining the maximum number of speakers based on the number of persons wanting to speak and the time available. And each speaker has a maximum of 5 minutes, dependent on the number of speakers. And also to withdraw the approval to address council before the time period has elapsed. Debate or discussion cannot be entered into at this time. And now, look, I understand that there's been some discussion between Ms. Johnston and Mr. Reeves in regards to the time required, and it was 5 minutes each. Is that correct, Councillor Boglari?
Yes, through you, Madam Mayor. And may I just ask that we vote on that they can have the 10 minutes jointly so that they don't have to break in the middle to introduce. If we can just vote on that now to...
I think that's
have it
given.
Flowing. Thank you.
Don't need to vote on that. I think that's accepted. Thank you. Okay. You'd like to take the podium. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Good morning, councillors, staff of Redland City Council and members of the public gallery. We, Chris Reeves and I from the Rabie Bay Ratepayers Association, are very pleased to be here to convey to you in person our budget submissions. I am Zrinka Johnston from 17 Captain's Court, Cleveland. I'm president of the Rabie Bay Ratepayers Association, and Chris Reeves is our vice president. he will speak sometime into the prepared speech that I sent to you last night, which I hope you have on your computers now to look at as we're speaking. We have four major submissions to make. We suggest, firstly, a small general rate reduction. Secondly, some improved services. Thirdly, a canal levy charge reduction and a greater council contribution to the canal reserve fund, and improve canal works governance. I understand that we have circulated a map to you all, which you can refer to have a look at how extensive and how big our canal works engineering program is. First of all, general rates. Raby Bay ratepayers, all 1,200 of us, nearly 1,200 of us, comprise 1.8% of all ratepayers of Council's 66,000 ratepayers, but we pay approximately 3.2 million, or 3.8% of all rates of 83.6 million, more than double our numbers when we're speaking proportionally. So we pay twice, more than twice as much by way of general rates as our proportion of ratepayers indicates. For reasons of fairness, therefore, we request a small reduction for properties valued above 700,000. The rate in the dollar, we ask that the rate in the dollar be reduced through a simple and small reduction of 25% for the valuation above 700,000 only. Only for that portion above 700,000, we're asking for a reduction. Secondly, our request is for improved council services. We applaud council on the overall condition of the Raby Bay parklands, which are maintained efficiently by friendly staff. We have, however, prepared 11 suggestions for upgraded services and essential repairs to amenities in Raby Bay and our immediate surrounds. We request that these projects be placed on the Council Works programs for the next 2 years, that is for 16-17 and 17-18. We've listed them and given them to our councillors, Councillor Peter Mitchell and Councillor Wente Boglari. I now would like to hand over in this middle section to Chris Reeves to talk about the canal levy charges and council contribution.
Good morning, Mayor and councillors, and thank you for the opportunity to speak this morning. My name is Chris Reeves, and I'm the Vice President of the Raby Bay Ratepayers Association, and I reside at 14 Little Shore Street, Raby Bay. I'm addressing basically the canal levy charges and the council's contribution and the overall governance of the fund. What we are requesting is the canal levy charge be reduced for 2016-17 and thereafter reviewed yearly. Look at the current fund balance at the 30th of the 3rd, 2016 of $5.04 million. We estimate over the 3 months until the 30th of June, the end of the financial year, that we'll spend another $1.5 million. Therefore, the estimated balance at the end of the financial year, this financial year, will be $3.5 million. If we look at 2016-17 income, and if we freeze the current levy, that will be an additional $2.7 million. So we will have around $6.2 million to spend in 2016-17. The historic expenditure on that fund in 2012-13 was $2.9 million, 2013-14 was $2.7 million, 2014-15, $2.4 million. After discussion with most of the engineering staff, there are no major and costly repair works programmed at this stage for 2016-17. Therefore, we are requesting a reduction in that charge because, literally, we can't spend the money. We further request that the council contribution to the canal reserve be increased to 30% from the current 20%. looking at aquatic waters, the council pays 30% or equivalent to $1,270 per lot. In Raby Bay, the council pays 20%, equivalent to $561 per lot, approximately half. Whilst we acknowledge that Raby Bay property owners receive private benefits from the canal system and should therefore pay a levy, we request that the council acknowledges that at least 30% of the benefit and amenity goes to other properties, businesses, residents and individuals. We think it's only reasonable to request a contribution of 30%. However, if that's not agreeable to the council, we do request that the current contribution be maintained at the current dollar level of $526,377, even if you agree to reduce the overall canal levy. So we're asking you to fix your overall dollar contribution. Looking at the canal reserve governance, and I form part of a technical working group with the council officers and commend the council officers on the contribution they made over the last 6 months to that working group. However, historically, the Raby Bay Ratepayers Association maintains that the canal reserve has not been managed efficiently or effectively. The current objectives with the TWG, the Technical Working Group, is to review all survey databases so as to develop a predictive model for future wall failures. Future repairs will be based on trials of new technologies currently being undertaken at three selected sites within the estate. Additional wall survey monitoring techniques have been introduced and will be extended. As I said, in the past 6 months, the technical working group comprising council staff and Raby Bay Ratepayers Association representatives has begun to work cooperatively and effectively to achieve these outcomes. And we commend the council officers for their input and more openness to our input. As an example, what we're trying to work on, that map we have given you at the moment, is what has been done, what remediation works have been done throughout the whole canal estate, what is planned for the next 2 years, and within the next 6 months we hope to develop an overall system where we can predict future wall failures and come up with an overall plan for remediation works throughout the whole canal estate rather than the current hit and miss when a wall fails, we repair it. So working with the council staffs, Arup engineers and a few other consultants, we intend to be able to predict where future wall failures might happen so we can get rid of the costly repair methods that we are currently undertaking. Thank you for your time, and I'll hand back over to Brinker.
Thanks, Chris. That map, therefore, we're saying, even though we think it gives you a good picture of what we're doing in the canal system, is actually out of date. So to summarise what we're after, we seek a small reduction. Oops. Can I hold that? A small reduction in the general rate for over 700,000 valued properties. Improved council services in the 11 locations submitted to our two councillors. An increase in the council contribution to 30%. And a reduced canal levy in 16-17, and ultimately, and this is the most important thing we seek, a much reduced canal levy payment, which we think can be achieved by developing a comprehensive program for the early prediction of future canal wall failures. This is a revolutionary proposal. An improved and innovative engineering and maintenance repairs and practices, which we think are well begun, started already. And finally, greater council openness and accountability to your stakeholders, to us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Zrinka. Look, I haven't been advised of any other speakers, but I can see there's a couple of people wishing to address us. So, councillors, we've got 5 minutes remaining. I may just ask for an extension of maybe 10 minutes. Two people have put their hands up. Moved by Councillor Bishop, seconded by Councillor Bolgari. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried unanimously. Would you like to go first, sir? Yeah, thank you.
just a reminder to state your name or the suburb that you live in, and you may start when you're ready.
Good morning. My name is Ivan Sachko. Number one, the 51, Warren Street, Mount Cotton, 4165. I've been on the Monday Redland Home Assist and asked the help. I'm the nearly 84. My wife is the 76, sick. And I need that for fixing the toilet. Toilet all time, 24-hour water going. When I asked, she said, when I first going all around, going in the Bunnings, you have the spare parts for that. Said, how is the old? I said, I buy, and that is the 81 build the house. Sorry, we haven't got spare parts for that. And I buy the toilet. When I come on that home assist, and I ask, please, can somebody send me, take that old one out, new one in. Said, we can't do that. We can fix, only can't do that. I said, okay, what fix? Cistern. I said, I've been in the shop and asked, have the spare that for that? No. And I buy it. And what I be doing with it? Give the back. I said, okay. All right. I said, okay, send there. Who can fix? And she, another lady come, said, yeah, you be, somebody be call you tomorrow or one day after. That is the yesterday or today. I said, okay, thank you. When I go, she ring the home on the my number and said, we can't do that. We all money gone for this year. If is the all money gone for the year, why don't tell me when I've been on, in the office? And no, 5 minutes after, find out. And now I don't know what I can do. And plus, I said, all what? You have tap behind. I said, yes. Why you know every time shut the tap? I said, come on. I go about 3 times per night using. My wife 1-2 times. And that be all time twisting. I'm not young. Same. What is she young or everybody here? I'm the nearly 84. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you, Ivan. I'm sure that officers will perhaps explain to you the regulations through the federal funding that we have to distribute on their behalf and take your concerns on board. Mr. Wood, are you addressing council this morning? 5 minutes, Mr. Wood.
My name is Greg Wood. I've been a commercial fisherman for 52 years in this area, the youngest fisherman ever in the Southern Hemisphere. My property was approved 2 weeks before I bought it on the 14th of May 1996. I went through a full council meeting, everything. First 9-10 years was fine. Then a lot of people changed. A lot of things changed. I had the only one registered food business virtually in Australia to operate out of his backyard. I meet the criteria even today, even though I'm not allowed to do it. Now, I run into a lot of things, problems. The latest is air management. Right? I've spent 18 months on this. I've been through the Commonwealth law, everything. I've put in a system that nowhere else has in the Redlands. Now, a council officer come and had a look, two council officers come and had a look at my residents on the 27th of the 1st, 2016, passed at 99%. They handed me a letter and says, oh, this system hasn't been tested. All right. The council put me through court. All their experts are useless. Now, I have experts a lot better than theirs, and they said, and I've spoken to the judge, he wants me to go back to court. That means ratepayers' money spent again. We don't want that. Now, the situation is the aerospace engineer did the noise report. Well, let's say he calculated it all wrong. I'll leave it at that. The planner come along, said your car's too noisy. So I rung up Toyota, stock standard, not too noisy to get out of the yard. End of that one. Then the odour, spoke to the odour technician, and he said, did they test this? And he said, no, and to the one I just had done just recently, last week. And he said, this guy's a clown, this bloke. Anyway, he says, I've had him in court before. His degrees are not good enough. Anyway, subsequently, I have a current odour management plan getting drawn up this moment. It'll be ready next week. There is roughly 40 odd fishermen in the Redlands operate in the same way as I am. They are allowed to operate. I am not. All right. I have a letter from planning yesterday. It arrived in registered mail. It's from the acting chief planner. And he said that council has full responsibility for emissions. Now, we'll have a look around the Redlands. I did an RTI 2015. 22 out of 22 are breaking the law. You go and have a look at the others, you speak to the odour cleaners that do it, none of them have odour filters or even carbon sheets in their system. Therefore, they said 100% is illegal. But it's not their place to police it. Now, I applied last year twice to come to a meeting with paperwork and got knocked back. I did it the right way. Put the forms in and got knocked back. Now, I got supplied a list of experts by the assessing officer. I showed it to the guy that did my odour assessment last week. He said, none of them are qualified. He said, I beat four of them in court last year. The judge said they weren't qualified. Now, the situation with this, we have me on this side, everyone else is allowed to work for the last 7 years, and I'm not. I have the best installation there is. Even the odour bloke said he's never seen anything like this in the world for a one-man operation. It is five-star. Now, I've produced letters to court cases, I've produced everything. Now the judge wants me to bring it back to court. Also, I found out that the council acted illegally back in 2001, where they revamped a lapsed application and wrote new conditions to it. That's a criminal offence. Now, Chris Vise, he's the planner, I'll name him. He wrote...
If you refer to the standing orders,
well,
Mr. Woodby, you're not to name officers.
Sorry,
and
Chief
you're not to name...
Planner, I'll revise, sorry.
I'll just warn you, you've probably got about 30 seconds
now,
to...
Chief Planner
to
wrote me a letter
Mr.
last
Wood,
year.
Mr. Wood, you have 30 seconds to sum up. Thank you.
And the letter's dated the 21st of August 2014, if any councillor wants it. Paragraph 4. Please note, the council does not have the power under the Sustainable Planning Act to revive a lapsed application. That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Wood. I haven't been advised of any further speakers in the public gallery. Can we have a motion that we proceed with the meeting? Move Councillor Elliott, seconded Councillor Gleeson. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried unanimously. Thank you. Councillors, I haven't been advised of any petitions or presentations. So we'll go to order of business. We do need to accept a late item, so if I could just get a mover and seconder, please, that a late item policy 3076 expenses reimbursement provision of facilities for councillors' policies be received and discussed as item 11.2.3. Move Councillor Bishop, seconded Councillor Edwards. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, councillors. Just a quick reminder of your material personal interest and conflict of interest and your responsibilities under the Local Government Act 2009, councillors. A summary of those responsibilities in your agenda. All right, moving on to the business of our meeting. We have our first report to Council, 11.1.1. I'll ask Councillor Edwards if he would present that, please.
No, thank you, Madam Mayor. Item 11.1.1, Monthly Financial Report, April 2006. I move the officer's recommendation to note the report.
Move Councillor Edwards, seconded Councillor Elliott. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Edwards?
Just briefly. The year-to-date operating results shows an unfavourable variance of $2.25 million to the year-to-date revised budget. Unfavourable variance in water consumption was the main contributor to this. Capitalised works expenditure is behind budget by $7.61 million, which is due to timing of works on a number of projects that have been delayed. The final budget review will address those capital works that won't be undertaken this financial year. Cash holdings stand at $140 million, which is only $1 million short of budget. Our constrained reserves stand at $93.879 million. Key performance indicators have been met with the exclusion of asset sustainability ratio, and the dependence on rates revenue ratio is outside by only 0.06%.
Thank you, councillors. Any speakers against? Any questions or discussion, councillors? There being none, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Councillor Edwards, 11.1.2.
Thank you, item 11.1.2. Asset accounting policy. I move the officer's recommendation to adopt or delete the revised policies and guidelines as listed.
Move, Councillor Edwards. Seconded, Councillor Hughes. Over to you, Councillor Edwards.
Thank you. A review of the asset accounting policies and guidelines has been completed, and as a result, the policies have been rationalised and combined into an overarching policy, and the subordinate guidelines have been updated and renumbered where necessary. The new and revised policy is consistent with the local government regulation and the relevant Australian accounting standards. I support the recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Edwards. Any speakers against? Questions or discussion? There being none, I put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Item 11.2.1. Councillor Mitchell, would you like to present that report?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. 11.2.1, conduct and performance of councillors. I'd like to propose a motion in line with the officer's recommendations.
So moved by Councillor Mitchell, seconded by Councillor Edwards. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Mitchell?
Yes, Madam Mayor, just briefly. It's good governance for this council to review the policies relating to councillors that it's required to maintain under the Local Government Act. This report deals with one of those policies. It's called the Conduct and Performance of Councillors Policy. It essentially describes the processes for how complaints about the conduct of councillors are dealt with. The policy and its accompanying guidelines have been reviewed. The changes made to these documents reflect some minor amendments to related legislation, as well as introducing a preliminary step in the process for managing complaints by one councillor against another. These two documents reflect the requirements of the Local Government Act and regulations and are in accordance with practices used by other agencies involved in managing complaints fairly. It's interesting to note that the state government has very recently instigated a review of the whole complaints process under the legislation, and we will be involved by providing feedback into that review process. Any changes to legislation as a result of the state's review will most likely require further changes to these council documents in due course. I support the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Mitchell. Any speakers against? There being none, any questions or comment, Councillor Bishop?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just acknowledging that this is bringing us into line with statutory guidelines, and that's good that it's always reviewed. And one of the good things about this is it just encourages councillors to talk to one another. So if something comes up that's a bit of a concern for another, we don't race off to the offices and expect them to run around unnecessarily without having a bit of a chat and just being collegiate, which is a good thing.
Thank you, Councillor Bishop. Any other discussion, councillors? There being none, do you need to sum up, Councillor Mitchell, or just put the motion? I'll put the motion, councillors. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried. Those in favour? Councillor Boglari, Councillor Mitchell, Councillor Golay, Councillor Hewlett, Councillor Edwards, Councillor Elliott, Councillor Hughes, Councillor Tolte, Councillor Bishop. Those against? Councillor Gleeson. To the next item is the Operational Plan Quarterly Performance Report for March 2016. Councillor Mitchell, are you right to present that report? Just to move the officer's recommendation, it should be just...
Sorry, Madam Mayor. Happy to move under the officer's recommendation for the Operational Plan Quarterly Performance Report.
Thank you.
March 2016.
Councillor Mitchell, seconded Councillor Edwards. Do you need to speak to it, Councillor Mitchell? It's pretty much all in the report.
All in the report, thank you.
Any questions or discussion, comments, councillors? Councillor Bishop.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. In Section 8, inclusive in ethical governance, there are just a couple of items of concern. We have had some discussions about it. One of them relates to the comprehensive review of council's plans and strategies to do with the corporate plan, just flagged that some discussions about how we align the community plan, the corporate plan, that there's some ongoing discussions about that, which is a good thing because it's how we align the organisation with our policies. The other thing is I just wanted to touch base on the asset management, integrated asset management solution I mentioned with our Chief Financial Officer, Deb Corbett-Hall. Just a bit of an update so that we can be clear. Asset management's important for the organisation and clarity about what we manage, and there's been a bit of a change to that. I just wanted to get an update in public on that. Through you, Madam Mayor.
Yes, sure. Okay. Deb, would you like to respond? Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Through the Chair, thank you, Councillor. Happy to provide an update for all. So we've got an asset management advancement project that has budget this year in 15-16, and we've also proposed a budget for next year subject to Council approval. We have QTC, which is Queensland Treasury Corporation, coming out on the 16th of June, and I've negotiated a free maturity assessment with QTC. So what it's going to do is it's going to look at our current as-is process for asset management, end-to-end process, and provide us with that information. Once we have our as-is process, we can then determine as an organisation where we want to get to as a 2B, and then when we know where we currently are, where we want to get to, we can then recommence the project in the 16-17 financial year to address that movement from where we currently are to where we want to be. We've got an ELT working group that is currently looking at the scope of the project and really ensuring that it aligns to the other strategies across the organisation, so that when we purchase or change our asset accounting system, it aligns to the other systems within council. So we're making sure that it is very much a holistic and whole of council outcome, and not just an asset accounting or an asset reporting outcome. So that working group is looking to make some recommendations. That combined with the QTC report will be able to then recommence the project, determine where it best sits with the organisation and drive that through next year. So thank you for the opportunity to update.
Thank you very much.
Any other questions, councillors? There being none, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried unanimously. I'm just going to hand over to CEO Bill
I'm not sure
clarify a couple of things.
Councillor Bulgari is giving me the eye to make this one. Just for the public record, you may notice that Councillor Bishop referred to Deb Corbett-Hall as our CFO. I would like to just formally, we have announced it within the organisation, didn't do an external media release, which is probably an oversight on mine, that Deb Corbett-Hall is our new Chief Financial Officer. After an extensive selection process through an external recruitment agency and then an internal review by a panel consisting of the Mayor, myself and Councillor Wendy Bulgari, we're very pleased to offer Deb Corbett-Hall, which she's accepted, the role of CFO, and it is a great testament to not only Deb's capability, dedication and skills and attributes, but also for the organisation that we've been able to grow a senior exec from within. So congratulations, Deb, and I know I extend congratulations on behalf of all the councillors that you'll continue to work well with us and lead us and guide us on all matters financial.
All right, councillors. Item point 11.2.3 is our late item. Councillor Golay, would you like to present that, please?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'd like to propose a motion in line with the officer's recommendation, which is item 11.2.3.
So is the motion as written, councillor?
Yes.
Okay, so moving that motion. So moved by Councillor Golay. Seconded by Councillor Tolte. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Golay?
Yes, thanks, Madam Mayor. Very briefly, this is the second of Council's policies relating to elected members that is being reviewed today. The Local Government Act requires Council to have a policy that contains information about the provision of facilities to councillors, to enable us to carry out duties effectively, for example, our office, accommodation, phones and computers. The policy is required to cover the reimbursement of business-related expenses incurred by us in our duties as councillors, such as travel and professional development. The policy does not deal with councillors' remuneration. I just need to reiterate that. The policy does not deal with councillors' remuneration. There are several rules relating to this policy, including that decisions about changes to the policy must be made in a public forum, such as today's meeting in council, and that changes to the policy must be published. Publication will occur on council's website and also in council's annual report. The review has resulted in a small number of changes to the policy, one of which is to streamline the current policy and guideline into a single, more concise policy document. I support this motion.
Thank you, Councillor Golay. Any questions? Any speakers against? There being none, I put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, councillors. Item number 11.3.1. Now, I haven't advised Councillor Tolte of this officially because she wasn't at our pre-general. Would you be happy to move these reports? Thank you, Councillor Tolte.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I ask councillors to turn their attention to item 11.3.1, decisions made under delegated authority for Category 1, 2 and 3 development applications, and ask that these be noted.
Move Councillor Tolte. Seconded Councillor Hughes. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Tolte?
No, thank you, Madam Mayor. It's in the report.
Any other questions, councillors? Oh, Councillor Bishop, you wanted to correct something, didn't you? Just or explain something, pardon
me. Thank you, Madam Mayor. And just to clarify, there is there's a property here which has raised some interest in the community and some ultimate collaboration with the developers and officers and community regarding MCU 013407. It suggests here that it's a... an approval for 22 units. In fact, thanks very much to the support from councillors in the previous term, that was a negotiated decision that actually has resulted in 16 units. It's just, this will go out to the public, and I think it's important to clarify that. It's not a typo, it's just that's how it came in. Just clarifying that for absolute clarity.
Thank you, Councillor Bishop. Any other questions or comments? There being no need to sum up, Councillor Tolte. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against, motion is carried unanimously. Thank you. The next item, Councillor Tolte, is 11.3.2.
Ask councillors to call their attention to the appeals list as was current on the 9th of May and note these. Thank you.
Move Councillor Tolte. Seconded Councillor Edwards. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Tolte?
No, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Any questions or comments, councillors? There being none, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against, the motion is carried unanimously. Item 11.3.3. Councillor Tolte, would you like to present that?
Yes, Madam Mayor. Item 11.3.3, which is ROL 005982, a standard format application to divide a one parcel of land into three. I ask that the councillors move the officer's recommendation.
Move Councillor Tolte, seconded Councillor Elliott. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Tolte?
Check the other way. Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is a parcel of land owned by Council. It's currently used for community purposes. This is a, more or less a housekeeping matter where we've got two community groups currently using the land for different purposes, and there's a third parcel of land being created which will be available for future community purposes, and it's being divided up basically so that we can manage the parcel of land better.
Any speakers against?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. This parcel of land was investigated during the last term, included on a list of open space properties for investigation through the Redlands Investment Corporation. Obviously, we've got a total change in direction, and this parcel of land now longer, for my mind, no longer needs to be split into three. I see no community benefit in doing this, and I'd like to leave it on the table as the property sits and not reconfigure it.
Any other speakers for councillors? Councillor Elliott.
Thanks, Mayor. I think the subdivision actually gives clarity to what's happening on each of those three lots. We've got a lease for the cerebral palsy people, the Capalaba Sports Club, and the rest is under habitat protection. So I think we continue with the process. We're right at the nth degree. I'm happy to support it.
Any other speakers against, councillors? Councillor Gleeson, just a quick...
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I may have neglected to state a perceived conflict of interest. I'm a full bowling member of the Capalaba Sports Club, which is involved in this parcel of land. My house sits also about 80 metres from it, so it's only a perceived conflict of interest in my mind, but I'm happy to stay in the room and vote in the interest of the public.
Thank you. Any other comments? Any speakers against? There being none, I'll hand back to you, Councillor Tolte.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just would like to make it clear for any concerns that there will be no change to the site. This is not intended to create any change to the activities currently happening there. Cerebral Palsy League is one of the leasees, and the other leasee is the Capalaba Bowls Club. It will just basically separate the parcel of land so that they are each sitting on an individual title, and it will leave a remaining third parcel of land which will be available for community purposes as council might decide further down the track.
Thank you, councillors. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried. Those in favour? Councillor Boglari, Councillor Mitchell, Councillor Golay, Councillor Hewlett, Councillor Edwards, Councillor Elliott, Councillor Hughes, Councillor Tolte, Councillor Bishop, Councillor Williams. Those against? Councillor Gleeson. Councillors, next on the list we have 11.4.1, and I believe Councillor Hewlett is presenting that.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to present 11.4.1 Buick Car Club lease request for Council's consideration.
Move Councillor Hewlett, seconded Councillor Elliott. Over to you, Councillor Hewlett.
Thank you again. This is simply the Buick Car Club currently hold a non-exclusive permit to occupy. They're basically just being, I guess you call it an upgrade to a lease. The building is very small and has very little potential for use by other clubs, and I believe the Buick Car Club are happy to let other people use it if they so desire to. So I'd support the officer's recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Hewlett. Speaker against? No other comments or discussions, councillors? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against, the motion is carried unanimously. Item 11.4.2. Councillor Hughes, would you like to present the officer's recommendation?
Thank you, Mayor. 11.4.2, response to petition for a toilet facilities for the Cleveland Cemetery. And I'd like to put the motion as per the council's recommendations. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hughes. Seconder for that, Councillor Elliott. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor?
Thank you, Mayor. This was a petition that was presented to the Divisional 2 Councillor in January of this year, requesting the installation of a toilet facility at the Cleveland Cemetery, which is located in Russell Street, Cleveland. And the Council recommendation is that they request that the toilet facility at the Cleveland Cemetery to a future capital works budget review process for Council's consideration and prioritisation against other projects, and we support that. Thank you very much. I move that I support that.
Thank you, Councillor Hughes. I've got a second to that. Any speakers against, councillors? No speakers against? Comment, Councillor Tolte?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have multiple generations of my family buried in the Cleveland Cemetery, and my mother visits there regularly and is getting on, and I know from the people that do go there regularly that this is an issue. Having access to water for cleaning and maintaining graves and also while they're working there, and they do work there, to have access to a toilet facility would be really providing a service. And as is noted in the report, it will also double as an amenity that will help for people using the bike tracks on the other side of the road. So I think this is a good thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Tolte. Any other speakers? Councillor Elliott, comment?
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. I think it was discussed yesterday, a lot of council, we have many, many parks that get many, many visitors, and there's not many, many toilets. Certainly I hope that's taken into consideration, budget too.
So councillors will be able to deliberate that in their discussion on capital expenditure across the board and prioritising those projects across the city, as the recommendation has suggested. So if there's no further discussion, Councillor Hughes, do you need to sum up or shall we just put the motion? Thank you, Councillor Hughes. I put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, Councillors. Councillors, there is no mayoral minute and I haven't been advised of any notices of motion or urgent business without notice. The next items on our agenda is for closed session. I seek your advice whether you want to go into closed session or just move those items as happy to move them, Councillors. All right, so we'll go to item 16.1.1 and I'll ask Councillor Boglari if she wouldn't mind moving the officer's recommendation.
Happy to move the officer's recommendation as stated in the report.
Thank you. Moved Councillor Boglari, seconded Councillor Elliott. There is no discussion, so those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried unanimously. Item 16.1.2, Councillor Boglari, would you be happy to do that as well?
Happy to move the fees and charges report as stated in the confidential item.
Thank you. Moved Councillor Boglari, seconded Councillor Edwards. Are those in favour? Oh, sorry, pardon me. Question, sorry. Is it?
It's not in depth, just on the timing. Is the fees and charges for the 1st of July? That's all.
Yes. Correct? Yes. Thank you. Are those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried unanimously. Item 16.1.3. I might ask Councillor Elliott to move that if that's okay.
Thank you, Mayor. Pleasure. 16.1.3, the Redland Investment Corporation report for Council noting. I'm happy to move it.
Move Councillor Elliott, seconded Councillor Gleeson. No discussions required. It's a confidential report. Those in favour, I'll put the motion. Those against? A motion is carried. Those in favour, Councillor Boglari, Councillor Mitchell, Councillor Gollet, Councillor Hewlett, Councillor Edwards, Councillor Elliott, Councillor Hughes, Councillor Tolte, Councillor Gleeson, Councillor Williams, those against, Councillor Bishop. Thank you, Councillors. That is carried. With that, Councillors, that concludes the business of Council today and I close the meeting at 10:25. Thank you for your participation and for the members of the public who have joined us today. Thank you.